This is GQDN for Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. They're really good stuff. Excellent stuff, indeed. And if you do, go to the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest, no matter how many items you get, and you get 25% off of your purchase. It is really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Oh boy, there's some good stuff in there too. Some stuff you might argue against. Some stuff you might agree with. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some more reveals on what's coming to both Nintendo Switch and PlayStation. That would include a museum? And what could ESL be doing for its 25th anniversary? But we begin today with a nice little announcement from Sony PlayStation. And there will be some rumors because the state of play for September will be on September 26th. And be careful because there might be some stuff that could be rumored for this upcoming state of play, which will happen in about now 6 weeks. So here's what Lunatic Ingus, or Ingus the Wise, said on Twitter. Quote, I suggest everyone not trust leaks about the supposedly PlayStation showcase. Some reliable leakers should hear some whispers about the next PlayStation event as soon as the end of the month. Because Detective Seeds did say, quote, been asked about PlayStation Showcase on September 12th. That's the info I was provided by two different people at PlayStation Studios. It falls 1 week before the God of War Ragnarok PC and also Tokyo Game Show, which they are going to. It makes sense. Obviously, Sony Entertainment can change to whatever they want date-wise, but I've not been told differently yet. You know, we got our ears peeled. We got our eyes peeled too. Now, we are going to get to some Nintendo releases today, but according to my Nintendo news, one of the developers of Super Smash Bros. Was talking about what he was doing, and that creator was Mashiro Sakurai. And yes, I did butcher that one, I'm sure. I do apologize for that. But he was talking on Twitter, and he was talking about the experience that he had on the arcades when he was a kid. So here's what he said. Quote, a challenger jumped into the game. I went on to fight them and launched my moves with style. With Takuma Sagagasi, I jumped and then did a strong punch, uppercut. Kyoken, Hyan Shippu, Kyoku, and Senritsuken, a fancy flashy combo with three special moves, one after another. But something was off. The other side wasn't fighting back. When I took a peek over at the other side, I was surprised to find a run-of-the-mill couple sitting there. The girlfriend was the one playing, and I couldn't help but think I messed up. When playing games with other people, I make it a point to be as kind as possible to beginner-level players. Some say it's impolite to hold back, but that's just not true. Some rumors have suggested that Super Smash Bros. Was created as a result of the story I discuss in this episode, but I can confirm that's not the case. The experience had no influence on the concept behind Smash Bros. So a little player versus player back in the day. Well, let's bring that forward and go to the esports corner, because ESL did launch a brand campaign ahead of their 25th anniversary. Now, that is the tournament organizer, and they are part of the FACEIT group. But they did announce a new brand campaign to celebrate the company's history ahead of the 25th anniversary. And it's called Live Legendary. And that's the campaign that will be launched during the IEM Cologne. And it will have some visuals and assets. Now, that was a part of the collaboration with the Design Bridge and their partners. And that design agency worked with Unilever, Microsoft, Tencent, and the BBC in the past. Now, Fabio Tombosi, which is a senior vice president of marketing for the ESL Facebook group, did say about this, quote, "Live Legendary positions esports as the next frontier of fandom, uniquely situated at the intersection of competitive gaming, entertainment, and culture. Legends are forged at the ESL tournaments and have been for more than two decades, which is why we encourage all of our fans to play their part, providing Gen Z, Gen A place to connect with their friends and co-create alongside their favorite heroes," end quote. So we'll see what happens when they play. But I wonder what the PCs have in them. Maybe it's an AMD Ryzen 5. Well, maybe not. PC Gamer did say that the AMD Ryzen 5 could get a $200 discount. Now, if that does, we will definitely talk about it. But AMD did reserve the name Ryzen 5 because by the looks of it, it'll be a 5500X 3D variant. And that was spotted on the Urisen Economic Commission because they had to register the goods. Now, that entry does not have any details to it, but the CPU model will have 6 cores and 12 threads, and that'll be the base of the turbo frequencies of 3 GHz and 4 GHz, respectively. And according to PC Gamer, that will fit right into the Ryzen 50,000X 3D lineup. That would be the limited edition. Well, the limited edition Ryzen 5 5600 3XT was released to the Micro Center last summer. So we shall see what happens, indeed, if that does come out. So keep in mind that $200 is a rumor. But if you're looking for a new camera for your PC, the Logitech C920 HD Pro has been discounted, according to PC Games N, and they do like this webcam. And right now, it is at Amazon for $50. So if you like that webcam, it might be time to get it. Because right now, it's about 50% off because that camera is valued at $100. So if you want it, it's $50 off. Now we get to the good stuff. Gamatsu.com said that Exoborn was revealed and will launch in 2025. It did have a trailer that went with it, which I have not yet seen. But this will be an open-world tactical FPS, and that will launch for PlayStation 5, Xbox, and Steam next year. So we shall see what happens. Now, Sega did say that the Two Point Museum, according to PushSquare.com, will be coming to PlayStation 5. Now, they did have the Two Point Hospital and the Two Point Campus, and this sim game is going to go to the museum, and you'll be able to create, curate, and manage your own museum, because then you'll be able to fill it up with museum pieces, paintings, statues, all of that stuff. And there's where you make the money. So, if you like some Sims. Now, right now, there is no announced date for this game. But if you're interested, look it up on the PlayStation Store. Oh, but something's ready for pre-order. IGN said it's the Doom Anthology. PlayStation has it for $80. Xbox, $80. Switch, $80. PC via Steam, $80. It's also available at the Bethesda Gear Store. And the anthology has the download codes for Doom, Doom 2, Doom 64, Doom 3, Doom 2016, and the Doom External Deluxe Edition. That's 6 games, if my count's right. So go get it. There you go. Go, 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 go. Now, Until Dawn will be coming this Halloween season. PlayStation Universe says that Until Dawn will be coming on October 4th. And that's what Sony Interactive and Entertainment and the Ballistic Moon announced it. So if you want a horror game and you got a PlayStation, there it is. What if you have a Nintendo Switch? Kinda odd, because the PlayStation4blog.net says that the Magical Delicacy will be out tomorrow on Switch. So if you want to make your food, you could do it on your Switch now. That comes tomorrow. Well, what's already been out Well, the PlayStation blog said that they got July 2024's top downloads. And US and Canada said that, yeah, go figure. I'll just give you the top five. This is both EU and US Canada. I'll give you US Canada first, then EU. EA Sports FC 24, The Crew Motorfest, NBA 2K24, EA Sports College Football 25, Elden Ring for both sides. That's number three. Number two for both sides is Grand Theft Auto 5. Go figure. EU said EA Sports FC 24, and the US, basically North America, said EA Sports College Football 25. You know I say duh on that one. But still, very interesting to see what people have been playing. We might see some Gamescom news starting tomorrow because the VR part starts tomorrow. And we'll talk all about it. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.